Along the Connecticut River in the city of Springfield, Massachusetts, you'll find a series of buildings that for nearly two centuries were important in this nation's ability to defend freedom here and around the world. The story of Springfield Armory is next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
During the Civil War, guns were still loaded from the muzzle and used paper cartridges. The technology here at Springfield Armory soon brought better speed to the battlefield.
But I think a big jump is when we went to the trapdoor. That was the next model, the 1873. We went from 9 steps to load to 3 steps to load. We went from 1 to 3 steps a minute to 8 to 16 rounds a minute.
Visitors may think this armory was just about producing weapons, but it was also a place where engineers continually worked to keep the U.S. ahead of other countries.
So we go to the library to check out books, but the engineers here at Springfield Armory would come here to check out a firearm, to look at it more closely, take some notes, and help with the next design for our firearm.
During World War II, production of the M1 rifle for the military became critically important. And with so many men overseas in battle, a new workforce became the norm.
The focus was the M1. So the parts for it, so the women were working on trigger assemblies, barrels. He even had a woman working down at the forge. So they were doing any job that the men would do, the women stepped in to do as well.
During World War II, there were about 14,000 people working here. 42% of the workforce were women. Eventually, though, production of such weapons was transitioned to private companies.
For the government itself, this was it for small arms for 174 years till 1968. So the M14 was the last one manufactured here.
Today, Springfield Armory National Historic Site is a place visitors can come to learn more about this very important site to the nation's armed forces from the days of the American Revolution until the Vietnam War. Traveling the countryside in Springfield, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCrae.